In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Has greenlighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship and is now accessible through Tax Help USA. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. For this free information, call 800-251-1413. 800-251-1413. That's 800-251-1413.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If it matters to an Atlanta sports fan,
get the latest here first.
It's about us! It's about our strength!
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Free Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Davey, I picked this song. I heard this over the weekend on the – so they had the they had the top 40 songs from 1986 over the weekend. So the big 80s on 8 on Sirius XM.
Okay.
They do 1 year from the 1980s each week, and they rotate – and they do the, like the countdown for that week. So this was, I think, the week of September 27th or something like that, for the week of September 27th, 1986, right? So this was a top 10 song, and I love this song. Like, I love this. So I was like, let me get some Billy Ocean, you know, on for,
yeah,
for, you know, for the Brown Liquor Music Hour.
Got to look and see, was this that first album with Caribbean, Caribbean Queen?
Caribbean
whatever,
Queen. No, and, this was he? No. That was Suddenly was the first album that okay. he had. This was the album called The Love Zone.
Okay.
This, it had this song that Get Out of My Dreams, Get,
okay,
into, my
get
car.
Into My Car. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, so that was that album.
Okay, which I think was, I guess, the second album.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Suddenly was his first album,
right.
Caribbean Queen. Suddenly, that the song,
right. mm-hmm.
Lover Boy.
Yes.
And all that on there. But this was the... this was his second album called The Love Zone.
Okay.
This was the title track from that album. So, love this song. Probably my favorite Billy. Well, Lover Boy's up there pretty high, too. But anyway, so this is a really good song. So, anyway, that's why I decided to play. I heard this over the weekend. I was like, oh, man, that'd be a good song for the Brown Liquor Music Hour. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. By the way, we've got Rank'em coming up at 940. So get your lists, get your list put together. Hit me up on my Twitter page, at JMCH316. He's at D.D. Lewis for real. I had somebody tweet me yesterday and say, will you read my Rank'em list on air? And they never sent me a list. So
maybe they're listening and they'll send it tonight.
Yeah, maybe they are. So, again, I'll read it. I mean, you know, again, as long as it's not, you know, vulgar or something like that. But I'll read it. But anyway, so... that's coming up at 9:40. We're watching the Braves right now. They're down 6-0. Not been a good night for the home team, and Bryce Elder did not pitch very well. He wasn't hit hard, but He did give up a lot of hits, too many walks and all that, and now they're on their way to losing here tonight, 6-0 to the Cubs. You know, obviously we know that Charlie Morton is out for the year as far as he's out for the rest of the regular season in the NLDS. You know, Max Fried has been on the IL, and he's obviously dealing with a blister on his hand. I know it's not the same situation as last year, okay, where Max Fried was throwing up in a bucket and Strider was having to come back from an oblique, and we just never got on track with our pitching in that Philadelphia series. But I will say, I am a little bit scared. Everything has lined up this year for the Braves. And everything, I'm not saying everything has been easy for the Braves, but they have not been challenged at all this year. They haven't had a single challenge in the division. They've been the best team from pretty much start to finish this year. Like, they've been outstanding. Yeah, again, they've got a 4-game lead with 6 to play over the Dodgers. That will be taken care of. But they've really not been challenged a lot this year. And this is one of those years. You know, even last year, they had to fight, scratch, and claw all the way down to the end of the season just to tie the New York Mets for the division lead. And because of the head-to-head, you know, they had a lot of wind taken out of their sails just trying to get themselves not just to the postseason, but again, in for that division. This year, though, it's been all easy. And they have mashed their way through this season. Now, I don't think you can mash your way through. You know, we talked to Bob Nightingale a month or two ago about this. It's rare to be able to mash your way through to the World Series. Like, you just can't average 10 runs a night and think that that's what it's going to be. You know, again, the last time I saw an offense like this, the only other time that I saw an offense like this in 2003, that's the Pryor and Woods series against the Cubs, right? Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood, they just completely shut down that Braves offense in 2003. And again, the famous quote, and I always refer to it because I will never, ever forget it. Leo Mazzoni talking after the series, well, you know, anything can happen in short series. And it just frustrated the ever-living crap out of me because they mashed their way to the playoffs that year. And again, they line up against Pryor and Wood. Those guys get lots of outs without contact, and it was Katie Bardor. Sheffield was dreadful. They got almost nothing out of their offense. Weren't very good offensively in that series. Maddox was not very good. Glavin was okay. And it was just a rough series. I don't want that to happen to this team this year. This team is too good to have that happen to them and have injuries to their pitching staff derail them. You know, we don't really have a sense about Kyle Wright. Elder is, you know, do you feel confident about having Elder starting in the playoffs right now? He's had a nice year, but you're not going to face Pittsburgh and, you know, the Rockies and people like that. Like, you're not going to face those teams. It's going to be Philadelphia or the Cubs or Dodgers or whatever. Like, you're not going to face the bottom of the barrel types of teams. And that's what scares me about this, is can our pitching hold up through the injuries with Fried, with Morton, with the shakiness of Elder? We're trying to figure out what Kyle Wright is or is not. You feel like right now that, okay, Fried comes back, you feel like you have Fried and Strider. Okay, that's a pretty good 1-2 combination. But our pitching staff has been really good this year, right? We talked about the fact that, look, they had 2 all-stars in their pitching staff when they had 40% of their rotation on the shelf. Morton, Elder, and Strider, 2 of those guys were in the All-Star game. But since then, their pitching has not been very good, you know, especially in the month of September, was not very good. Morton dealing with injuries now. Fried has had, you know, some injury issues. Strider, you know, again, has had a really good season. Elder has been getting beat up here of late. You can't really count on Kyle Wright. And now all of a sudden, what looked like it was one of the strengths for the Atlanta Braves may be fading. And that's what concerns me, is just the idea of if we don't have our horses going into it. And you can say, well, you know, it's just the NLDS. I mean, well, again, if you face the Philadelphia Phillies, we saw last year, that was a team that could beat you. Now, do I think that the Braves are, you know, do I still think they're the best team and by far in the National League? Absolutely. I think the Braves are the class of the National League. And the Braves should be able to take care of whoever it's going to be. Cubs, Phillies, whatever it's going to be in that short series when they get to that point. But you never know. It's baseball. And you know, the old saying about momentum is only as good as the next day's starting pitcher is really true in baseball. You know, if you're facing some ham and egger in the five spot of a rotation, that's not like facing Clayton Kershaw in his prime. You know, Tony Gonsolin as a fifth starter ain't the same as facing Clayton Kershaw in his prime. And that's where momentum can go away very, very quickly. And I am concerned. I'm not panicked. Not panicked about it. But it is cause for some concern, because you feel like, okay, even if it isn't the exact same thing, what did I tell Justin Toscano? Perception has the same effect as truth. That's an old saying. If you don't know that saying, learn that saying. Perception has the same effect as truth. And the perception feels like, uh-oh, we're getting beat up with our starting pitching now. And we survived all year long. But again, we're not going to play the Rockies, the Pirates, the Marlins. You know, we're not going to play some of those teams that, you know, we beat up on. It's going to be some of the better teams. You know, again, part of what's made Milwaukee as good as they are is the fact they have really good starting pitching. Obviously, the Dodgers have good starting pitching. And I don't want anything to derail a season like this, because everything has run along very smoothly. Even with the injuries and stuff like that, they've been able to roll right through it, right? We had Wright out, we had Fried out, we had all these guys hurt, right? And they've still been able to just roll right through it. We had all kinds of injuries to our starting lineup early in the year, right? Arcia missed 20 games. Michael Harris was missing time, right? We've been able to roll right through it, been able to roll along right through it all without really any hiccups, without ever feeling like this team was in much danger. But the playoffs are always a different story when you get there. When you get to the playoffs, it's always a different story, because you're playing good teams, and if you can't do some of the things that you need to do as far as outs without contact and all this, that, and the other, then your life gets a lot harder. Then your life gets a lot harder when it comes to rolling through the playoffs. And this team has been way too good to have any hiccups. So am I panicked? Am I desperately worried? No. But I do have concerns that, okay, if this thing doesn't kind of get itself fixed, like, again, you could find yourself on the short end of the stick in a short series, no pun intended. You'd find yourself on the short end of it, you know, or taking it in the shorts in a short series. So let's hope and pray that, again, we get some guys healthy and up to speed and doing what we have to do. And, you know, again, hopefully it works itself out to where, okay, we blow the series out. We don't have to worry about a game four, or game five starter or any sort of thing like that. Like, we take care of our business early on and roll through this thing, and then let's regroup and figure out what's going to happen in the NLCS when all is said and done. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for Rank'em. The Taylor Swift effect on merchandise. Or sorry, That's Life. What did I say?
Rank them.
Rank them. Okay, well, 940 is
thinking,
Rank
them. Yeah, let's say you're thinking fast.
Yes, yes. 940 is Rank them. Coming up next, it'll be That's Life. It's amazing the effect that Taylor Swift has already on sales. We'll discuss all that next, plus our top 10. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, not to the game, Odyssey.com app.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Back to more John Chuckery.
No, I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. 920 in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. All right, Day-Day. Couple of fun auction items. I always love these auctions. So a $10,000 bill, okay, of U.S. currency that dates back to the Great Depression, issued in 1934, the Federal Reserve note was certified by Paper Money Guarantee and was graded exceptional paper quality, according to the Dallas-based auction house, Heritage Auctions. It sold here recently at auction for $480,000. They say that large denomination notes have always drawn interest of collectors of all levels. The $10,000 bill trails only the $100,000 gold certificate issued in 1934. And of the 18 examples graded by PMG, this example is tied for the highest graded ever. The most a 1934 $10,000 bill had sold for previously was in September of 2020 for $384,000. This sets the record now for the 1934 bill of a $10,000 reserve note. $480,000, almost a half a million dollars.
I mean, you can't spend it, right?
Right, exactly. You can just sit there and put it in a case and look at it, right?
Right.
I mean, all right, how about this one? An IOU for $90. Okay, this is a written letter, okay, as an IOU for $90 from James Bowie. Do you know who James Bowie is? Not David Bowie. James Bowie?
No.
The famed knife fighter who died at the Alamo.
Oh, okay.
So Davy Crockett,
yeah,
James Bowie.
Yeah, okay.
So a letter that he dated from what? 1836. Or no, sorry. He died in 1836. This is a note from 1829 as an IOU to somebody. It sold for $62,500. And it's not even the size of a postcard, but it's just a IOU for $90 and signed by James Bowie, who died at the Alamo. Crazy. This other one, let me see here. How about this? The most graded cards of all time from PSA cards. So PSA is the big grading, you know, baseball card, trading card, you know, site. Any idea what you think I don't know what you know about cards, whatever like that, but any idea what you think the most graded card is of all time that was submitted for grading? Any idea?
I'd imagine it's got to be like a Mickey Mantle or Babe Ruth.
Actually not.
Really?
Three of the top four cards all time are Ken Griffey rookie cards.
Oh, wow.
So the 89 Upper Deck Ken Griffey, the picture of him on his baseball card with the bat on his shoulder and all that.
Yep.
102,000 submissions of that card. The 89 Topps Traded, which I have. I have the 89 Topps Traded. 83,000 submissions. Number four is the 89 Fleer Ken Griffey with 62,000 submissions. The 85 Topps Mark McGwire has 60,000 submissions. And then Barry Bonds is at number six with the 86 Topps Traded, 57,000 submissions.
Wow.
The I don't even know what this card is. The number three rated card of all time is a Charizard card in 2020 for Black Star with 76,000 submissions. There's one basketball card. That's the Michael Jordan 90 Fleer with 51,000. But most of these are baseball cards with, I don't even know what this is, a Charizard? I guess it's a Pokemon card or something.
Hmm.
76,000 submissions for a Pokemon card. Like, that is just... That is crazy. All right, today. Oh, sorry. So did you see where Travis Kelce jersey sales were up 400%
Swift
after
effect.
That game with Taylor Swift? And listen, I love this. Like, I love this story.
Boy, you're borderline a Swiftie.
Absolutely, I'm a Swiftie, and I love the story. I love the fact that they're having fun with all this. And but they had he saw a 400% increase in sales of his jersey for after Sunday. Ridiculous. She makes money on everything she does. No matter what she's involved in, it's money. It's
That's
just
crazy.
Smelling money. So crazy.
I hope this isn't what's her name? Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo all over again.
Who knows? I mean, supposedly, I guess the story is that, you know, she had been asking for some kind of miracle to happen, and he kind of shot his shot at her, and one thing led to another, and, you know, now they're supposedly, like, dating or whatever. And
nice.
I'm sure
it's
we'll
cute.
See her. I mean, again, I'm sure we'll see her at every game that the Kansas City Chiefs play, and that'll be all of the focus that will be on her, so... All right, today is National Pancake Day. You a fan of pancakes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So tonight's top 10. Your top 10 favorite places to get breakfast. The floor is yours, Dave.
All right. So are you familiar with Murphy's over in the Highlands area?
I am not.
Oh, it's a really good breakfast spot. One of the first spots that, and it's been years and years that it was the first time I went there, but it was like one of the first places I went to and had chicken sausage. It was really good.
Oh, okay.
Jay Christopher's, can never go wrong with Jay Christopher's.
Yes. I love their blueberry crunch cake and their banana nut pancakes.
Yes.
There. And by the way, they have the good skillets, like with chorizo and spinach and all that stuff.
Yes.
And they have the goat cheese and all that. Like, their skillets are really good. And obviously, Steak Shapiro is, my guy.
Right. Well, I had to make sure we threw that on
Absolutely.
The list.
Yeah.
Thumbs Up. Have you had Thumbs Up? There's a couple of locations. Uh-huh. There's one on, I think there's the one on Marietta Street is still there.
Okay.
Right down from the Omni. There's one in East Point. There's one off of East West Connector in that Austell, Mableton area. So they've got a couple. Matter of fact, the one on East West Connector where it is now, it used to be where, what is that place called now? The Egg, was it? Something Egg.
Broken Egg Cafe?
Not Broken Egg, but that's a good place though.
Yeah, it is.
I can't think of the name of the place, but I'll keep going because I know we don't have a lot of time. Highland Bakery? Love the Highland Bakery.
Yes.
They got some really big, nice size pancakes.
Yes.
I got a place that's actually in Florida. To my knowledge, there's none in Georgia, but Perkins. Have you ever heard Perkins?
Yes. So we had those all over Ohio. For us, because we didn't have Waffle House in my hometown. We have so we have Waffle House now in Canton, Ohio, but we did not have Waffle Houses. So Perkins was our place because. So after the bars, they were open late at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had IHOP,
right.
We had Perkins, but they were one of the places that was open late at night. So we all would, after we'd done all our drinking, we'd go eat. Yeah.
They got some really good breakfast there.
Yes.
Silver Skillet right down the street here 14th.
Yeah.
It's a spot over off, Decatur Street, Breakfast at Barney's. They've actually brought some food up here in probably about a year or so ago. When I was working downstairs on V, there was a few times they brought some breakfast in.
Who brought the breakfast in the other day that we got an email on?
I don't know who brought it in because obviously by the time I get here, none of that is here.
Yeah.
But so I'm not 100% sure. I do have IHOP on here because I can, especially if it's a nice, just clean IHOP.
I actually, believe it or not, last Saturday, I got IHOP for dinner and I had breakfast. I had the chicken fajita omelet.
Mm-hmm.
I had hash browns. I had a side of bacon and I had some pancakes.
I have never in my life eaten anything outside of a breakfast item at IHOP. Never.
You know, I'm the same way. I'll be honest with you. I think the closest thing I ever had one time was like steak and eggs or steak chips and eggs or something like that.
Right.
I think that's the closest I came.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you've ever been over on Cascade, but we got a spot called The Beautiful. Okay. A little, it's not really a hole in the wall, but like if you just don't know about the West Side, you won't know about it. But great, it's they do more than just breakfast, but they got some great breakfast. And then another one, Q Time. It's right on it's on Cascade, but it's closer to the Mall
and
West End area.
All these nice little spots.
Oh man,
and
yeah,
stuff like
man,
that.
Yeah, got to. So those are my that's my list right there.
Wow. I mean, I feel bad because I'm not as in tune. So I do have Jay Christopher's as well. I do love IHOP and I love Waffle House. I ate at Waffle House like a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
That I ate there. I don't know how you can go wrong with a Shoney's breakfast buffet.
I haven't had Shoney's since they've closed here.
So the ones that I would go to were in South Georgia on the way to Florida.
Right.
Like that's the last couple of times that I've been there. Listen, I think Cracker Barrel's breakfast is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That country boy breakfast.
Yeah, they do have some good breakfast at Cracker Barrel. Yes, they do.
So we don't have these here, but speaking of, something in like Charlotte, Florida, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, Bob Evans.
Oh yeah.
Now
I
went when we went to Carowinds it's almost in Charlotte in Fort Mill. We went to the first place I stopped was Bob Evans. Now I was disappointed because they no longer have mush. You ever had mush?
Have I had mush? I don't think I've ever had mush, but I'm very familiar with it.
Butter and syrup.
Yeah.
I mean, again. But they don't have mush anymore, and I was very disappointed by that. Just, I guess, not a popular. I mean, again, you know how much these menus have changed.
Yeah.
Look, Longhorn doesn't have prime rib anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they don't have prime rib anymore.
Oh, wow.
So, again, these menus have all changed since the pandemic and all that good kind of stuff. So, but Bob Evans, to me, is my favorite. I load up with the biscuits, gravy, home fries, bacon, sausage, eggs. Like, I load up on everything. But I wanted a piece of mush. You ever been to Maple Street Biscuit Company?
Yes. We went to, my wife and I were talking about that. We went to one in Tennessee, in the kind of near the Chattanooga area.
I've eaten at Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten in Savannah. I've eaten in, downtown Alpharetta.
Right.
I guess Town Lake area. They have one over there. So, I love that place. I love that place. I do have Denny's on the list because I don't think you can go wrong with a Grand Slam.
Yeah, is Denny's here? I've never seen a Denny's here.
So the last time I ate at Denny's was, what's the outlet malls up 85? In Commerce?
Commerce, yeah.
Okay, somewhere near Commerce
is
the last time that I've eaten. Now, they're all over Florida.
I'm about to say, they were all over California, so that's where we used to eat at a lot.
So I had them, like I said, Commerce, or somewhere just south of that, is where the last time I had it. And then, did you ever go to one of the Chick-fil-A dwarf houses?
Yes, the one Riverdale.
Okay, so the one I used to go to was on Highway 92 in Woodstock.
Okay.
And they would have, on the weekends, their breakfast buffets at the dwarf house.
Okay.
So the chicken, the eggs, hash browns, like they would put on a breakfast, and it was cheap. Like, it was like $5.99 for an all-you-can-eat. Like, it was cheap.
Wow.
Cheap, 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 and I'm a birdie. I'm cheap, cheap, cheap. But I love the Dwarf House breakfast buffet.
Okay.
And then, I don't know if you've ever heard of this place, and I don't even know if they're open anymore. La Peep.
Yeah, I remember them.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember seeing them. I never ate there, but because there used to be one up there by Ashford Dunwoody, didn't it?
Actually, it was in Dunwoody. Mm-hmm. It was Mount Vernon and it was right in that area. It was right near. It wasn't far away from Ashford Dunwoody, but it was Mount Vernon and I forget what that cross street is.
I know exactly what area you're talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's in that downtown, not downtown Dunwoody, but I mean, it's in that Dunwoody kind of epicenter there.
Yeah.
And the other place, too, is that Hickory House for breakfast.
Oh, I never had that either.
Hickory House has wonderful barbecue breakfast. Like, they have outstanding breakfast. So
nice.
That's my list as well. You can hit us up on the text line, 404-726 1-800-919-0929. When we get back, it will be time for Rank 'Em. Hit us up on our Twitter pages at JMSH316, at the D Lewis for Real. We'll have some fun here as we wrap up the show. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
More John Chuckery.
He's in the zone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery show. Hanging out at the Kia Studios Tuesday night with you. We'll be back tomorrow for the full three. We'll talk to our friend of the show, Tori McElhaney. We'll get you ready for some Falcons foosball. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'Em.
All right, JC, it's funny that we had the breakfast items for top 10 because that's part of my Rank 'Em. So obviously this week, my kids are on the fall break this week. So a lot of fixing food in the mornings for them and everything. So got me to thinking, when it comes to your bagels... Are you your bagel guy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. What are these? What rank these toppings? Just simply butter, some jelly, good old cream cheese, or a cheese spread?
Cream cheese, number one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Butter would be number two.
Okay.
And you said like a cheese spread?
Yeah, you know, because sometimes they'll put like a cheese, kind of like a, I don't know.
That's number four. the one you missed out on is if you had peanut butter, that would be number two.
Really? Peanut butter on a bagel? I've never seen that.
Huh?
I've never seen that.
What?
I've never seen
that. What?
Yeah, I've never seen peanut butter on a bagel before.
Well, people put peanut butter on bagels.
Wow. Okay, that's... That's different. I guess it's still bread. So,
yeah, like toast or anything.
Yeah,
else?
Never seen that. Okay, nice. All right, rank these cereals: Frosted Flakes, Trix, Fruit Loops, Raisin Bran.
Oh, Raisin Bran all the
way.
Yeah,
I love Raisin
Bran. I'm a Raisin Bran.
Yeah, same.
Frosted Flakes number two.
Yep.
You said Fruit Loops or Trix?
Yeah, Fruit Loops and Trix. Yep.
I guess I go Fruit Loops three and Trix four. Like I'm not big on. Those kinds of cereals.
Gotcha. All right.
Even as a kid, I wasn't as big on those kinds of cereals.
Okay. All right. This past weekend, in my opinion, probably had the best college football matchups so far this season. Rank these games as far as you know.
How'd I do picking Florida State to be in the playoffs this year?
You're looking pretty good right now. Looking pretty good right now. So
I talked to Matt Marshall about that. You know, I said I think Florida State's gonna be a playoff team.
Yeah, it's looking that way. Rank these games as far as you know your viewing of them. Florida State, Clemson, Notre Dame, Ohio State, LSU, Arkansas, Bama, Ole Miss.
Ohio State, Notre Dame. I was dialed into that game all the way. The Florida State Clemson game, number two.
Okay.
I didn't get to see as much of the first half, but you know, I saw the kick and all that was missed and everything.
Right.
But that was number two. I watched a little bit of Arkansas. I'll say Ole Miss probably Alabama three.
Okay.
And Arkansas that number four game. I watched a little bit of the two SEC. I to be honest with you, I was watching Georgia at 7:30. So
gotcha.
Again, I was I've dialed into Georgia watching them play UAB.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, once I saw they had that in control, I switched over to that LSU-Arkansas because I picked Arkansas to
Well, run. I was, again, at night, I was flipping between Ohio State and Notre Dame and then the Georgia game. So once the Georgia game was kind of really decided, then it was like all Ohio State.
You know, and the only reason I didn't get to that one was because on my smart TV in the basement, I don't know if NBC has an app, but maybe they do, but I just didn't switch.
Well, what about the cock? I mean, what about the cock?
Well, it's smart TV, so I don't have a... Oh, is that where I could have found it?
I don't know. I mean...
Because I know that's an NBC affiliate or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's isn't your NBC programming somehow...
It could be. Maybe I was just lazy. Plus, I had more vested interest in the Arkansas LSU game.
The only reason I have Peacock is...
Wrestling.
Yeah, for the WWE Network. I mean, that's the only reason why. Because I'll watch it Saturday because they've got...
Is it Fastlane?
Yeah, Fastlane.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
From Indianapolis.
All right, you want to check in with your people before we do
let's
some
see
searching?
Here. From the real Matt Ryan, the 0-1 Diamondbacks, the 0-2 Angels, the 0-5 Red Sox or White Sox, the 0-8 Phillies. I'll take that Diamondbacks team all day long. Listen, that 2001 team with Randy Johnson.
That was Randy Johnson and Kurt, right? Yep.
They won 9 of their 11 play. They had 9 wins and a save and 11 playoff wins. Yeah.
Well, back then too, when you had those type of pitchers, like, it was almost inevitable,
yeah,
right?
Those two guys were unhittable in the playoffs that year. So I'll take them one. I'll take the 08 Phillies number 2, the Angels in 02 number 3, and the White Sox at 4. From our buddy Alvy Cohen, rank these dating shows you would go on. Tell me if you know these shows at all. Dating Naked, I've heard of that one.
Dating Naked?
Yes.
No.
Love After Lockup, I can understand what that one is.
I have heard of that one.
Married at First Sight.
I have heard of that one as well.
And Love is Blind. Does that involve blind people?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
I'll say Married at First Sight because that could be kind of fun. Love After Lockup, I mean, again, desperate times call for desperate measures. Love is Blind would be 3, and Dating Naked, I'm not doing anything kind of crazy like them. From our buddy Marco on my Twitter page, hypothetical dream matches, Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle, Stone Cold versus Goldberg, John Cena versus Hulk Hogan, The Rock versus Roman Reigns. Well, Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle would have been one of the old-timers. Yeah. I'll do The Rock versus Roman Reigns, too, because these other two matches, John Cena versus Hulk Hogan, maybe 3, because
we didn't get that?
No, and that would not have been a very good match. And I'll be honest with you, Stone Cold versus Goldberg, that sounds good.
Yeah.
But listen, when Goldberg and Brock Lesnar met up at WrestleMania when they were both leaving the company.
Right.
That was one of the most dreadful matches in the history of the WWE.
Yeah, I actually watched a video on that over the weekend where Goldberg talked about the fact that, like, it should have been, they kind of expected it because they were both on their way out and, you know, it just, you know.
Oh, our buddy Rusty says, Chuck, didn't you used to say an old wrestler used to own one of the last Shoney's? Yes. The Shoney's at Highway 92 and 75 was owned by the Steiner brothers.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Scott Steiner especially. I would see Scott all the time there.
So. Oh, nice.
Let's see here. Soul Train, Solid Gold, American Bandstand, Dance Party USA. Soul Train all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, Don Cornelius. I mean, that's the old-timer. Believe it or not, I'll go American Bandstand number 2.
That was Dick Clark. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solid Gold with they had Marilyn McCoo.
Yes.
They had Andy Gibb.
Mm-hmm.
They had several people that hosted that show. And then Dance Party USA. I don't know what that whole thing was.
I remember it, but not a whole lot. I think I remember the name more than anything.
From our buddy Rusty. Rank these things that are good stick-ems. Lester Hayes' stick-em, Duct Tape, Phil Swift's Flex Steel, or Crazy Glue. Well, listen, I always loved the Lester Hayes stick-em that he used to wear with those big mitts on his hand. I'll take that number 1. That Flex Steel supposedly works really good.
Okay.
So I'll go that number 2. I'll do Crazy Glue number 3 because that really did hold stuff. And sometimes when you didn't want it to hold. And then Duct Tape number 3. Let's see here. Okay,
that's good.
That's it from everybody. All right,
all right. Let's get to searching for your IG because we got to get out of here quickly. So first one is Inked, I-N-K-E-D.
Okay.
Underscore, Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A.
All right, and Lorena Seifert.
Okay.
Is her name. Okay.
Got her.
She's really tatted up.
Yeah, she is. This next one, I guess it's M Lil Tree. M L I L T R E E.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay.
Got her. All right. Karina Kiss. K A R I N A K I S S.
Okay. And Karina Graham is her name.
Okay.
Okay.
Got her. And then A Chance 30. So A C H A N C E. The number 3, the number 0.
Okay. And let's see. Chance at Love. All right. I'll go this. Karina, give me a kiss. Number 1. I'll go with the inked up girl, the inked up Lorena. Number 2. She's got tattoos everywhere.
Yeah, she's
full. I'll go A Chance number 3, and I'll go this millipede or whatever it is, number 4. So there you go. That's rank 'em for a Tuesday. When we come back, wrap it up with the Love TKO. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
John Chuckery.
He's in the zone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out at the Case Studios Tuesday night with you. We'll be back tomorrow for the full three. We'll talk to our friend of the show, Tori McElhane, and we'll get you ready for some Falcons foosball. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC, it's funny that we had the breakfast items for top 10 because that's part of my Rank 'em. So obviously this week, my kids are on the fall break this week. So a lot of fixing food in the mornings for them and everything. So got me to thinking, when it comes to your bagels... Are you your bagel guy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. What are these? What rank these toppings? Just simply butter, some jelly, good old cream cheese, or a cheese spread?
Cream cheese, number one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Butter would be number two.
Okay.
And you said like a cheese spread?
Yeah, you know, because sometimes they'll put like a cheese, kind of like a, I don't know.
That's number four. the one you missed out on is if you had peanut butter, that would be number two.
Really? Peanut butter on a bagel? I've never seen that.
Huh?
I've never seen that.
What?
I've never seen
what?
That.
What?
Yeah, I've never seen peanut butter on a bagel before.
Well, people put peanut butter on bagels.
Wow. Okay. That's different. I mean, well, I guess it's still bread, so.
Yeah. Like toast or anything
else?
Yeah, never
seen that. Okay. Nice. All right. Rank these cereals. Frosted Flakes, Trix, Fruit Loops, Raisin Bran.
Oh, Raisin Bran all the
way.
Yeah,
I love Raisin
Bran. I'm a Raisin Bran.
Yeah, same.
Frosted Flakes, number two.
Yep.
You said Fruit Loops or Trix?
Yeah, Fruit Loops and Trix, yep.
I guess I go Fruit Loops 3 and Trix 4. Like, I'm not big on... those kinds of cereals.
Gotcha. All
Even
right.
Even as a kid, I wasn't as big on those kinds of cereals.
Okay. All right. This past weekend, in my opinion, probably had the best college football matchups so far this season. Rank these games as far as you know.
How'd I do picking Florida State to be in the playoffs this year?
You're looking pretty good right now.
Okay.
So
I talked to Matt Marshall about that. You know, I said I think Florida State's gonna be a playoff team.
Yeah, it's looking that way. Rank these games as far as you know your viewing of them. Florida State, Clemson, Notre Dame, Ohio State, LSU, Arkansas, Bama, Ole Miss.
Ohio State, Notre Dame. I was dialed into that game all the way. Florida State, Clemson game number two.
Okay.
I didn't get to see as much of the first half, but you know, I saw the kick and all that was missed and everything.
Right.
But that was number two. I watched a little bit of Arkansas. I'll say Ole Miss probably Alabama 3.
Okay.
And Arkansas, that number 4 game. I watched a little bit of the two SEC. I to be honest with you, I was watching Georgia at 7:30. So
gotcha.
Again, I've dialed into Georgia watching them play UAB.
So. Yeah. I mean, once I saw they had that in control, I switched over to that LSU Arkansas because I picked Arkansas to.
Well,
run.
I was again at night. I was flipping between Ohio State and Notre Dame, and then the Georgia game. So once the Georgia game was kind of really decided, then it was like all Ohio State.
Yeah. You know, and the only reason I didn't get to that one was because on my smart TV in the basement. I don't know if NBC has an app, but maybe they do. But I just didn't switch.
Well, what about the cock? I mean, what about the cock?
What's smart TV, so I don't have a... Oh, is that where I could have found it?
I don't know. I mean...
Because I know that's an NBC affiliate or whatever, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's isn't your NBC programming somehow...
It could be. Maybe I was just lazy. Plus, I had more vested interest in the Arkansas LSU game.
The only reason I have Peacock is...
Wrestling.
Yeah, for the WWE Network. I mean, that's the only reason why. Because I'll watch it Saturday because they've got...
Is it Fastlane?
Yeah, Fastlane. Yeah,
yeah.
From Indianapolis.
All right, you want to check in with your people before we do
let's
some
see here.
Searching?
From the real Matt Ryan, the 0-1 Diamondbacks, the 0-2 Angels, the 0-5 Red Sox or White Sox, the 0-8 Phillies. I'll take that Diamondbacks team all day long. Listen, that 2001 team with Randy Johnson.
That was Randy Johnson and Kurt, right? Yep.
They won 9 of their 11 play. They had 9 wins and a save and 11 playoff wins. Yeah.
Well, back then too, when you had those type of pitchers, like it was almost inevitable,
yeah,
right?
Like those two guys were unhittable in the playoffs that year. So I'll take them one. I'll take the 0-8 Phillies number 2, the Angels in 0-2 number 3, and the White Sox at 4. From our buddy Alvy Cohen, rank these dating shows you would go on. Tell me if you know these shows at all. Dating Naked, I've heard of that one.
Dating Naked?
Yes.
No.
Love After Lockup, I can understand what that one is.
I have heard of that one.
Married at First Sight.
I have heard of that one as well.
And Love is Blind. Does that involve blind people?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
I'll say Married at First Sight because that could be kind of fun. Love After Lockup. I mean, again, desperate times call for desperate measures. Love is Blind would be 3, and Dating Naked, I'm not doing anything kind of crazy like them. From our buddy Marco on my Twitter page, hypothetical dream matches. Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle. Stone Cold versus Goldberg. John Cena versus Hulk Hogan. The Rock versus Roman Reigns. Well, Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle would have been one of the old timers. Yeah. I'll do The Rock versus Roman Reigns too because these other two matches, John Cena versus Hulk Hogan, maybe 3 because No. And that would not have been a very good match. And I'll be honest with you, Stone Cold versus Goldberg, that sounds good.
Yeah.
But listen, when Goldberg and Brock Lesnar met up at WrestleMania when they were both leaving the company.
Right.
That was one of the most dreadful matches in the history of the WWE.
Yeah, I actually watched a video on that over the weekend where Goldberg talked about the fact that like it should have been they kind of expected it because they were both on their way out and you know.
Oh, our buddy Rusty says, Chuck, didn't you used to say an old wrestler used to own one of the last Shoney's? Yes. The Shoney's at Highway 92 and 75 was owned by the Steiner brothers.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Scott Steiner especially. I would see Scott all the time there.
So. Oh, nice.
Let's see here. Soul Train, Solid Gold, American Bandstand, Dance Party USA. Soul Train all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, Don Cornelius. I mean, that's the old timer. Believe it or not, I'll go American Bandstand number 2.
That was Dick Clark. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solid Gold with they had Marilyn McCoo.
Yes.
They had Andy Gibb.
Mm-hmm.
They had several people that hosted that show. And then Dance Party USA. I don't know what that whole thing was.
I remember it, but not a whole lot. I think I remember the name more than anything.
From our buddy Rusty. Rank these things that are good stick-ems. Lester Hayes' stick-em, Duct Tape, Phil Swift's Flex Steel, or Crazy Glue. Well, listen, I always loved the Lester Hayes stick-em that he used to wear with those big mitts on his hand. I'll take that number 1. That Flex Steel supposedly works really good.
Okay.
So I'll go that number 2. I'll do Crazy Glue number 3 because that really did hold stuff. And sometimes when you didn't want it to hold. And then Duct Tape number 3. Let's see here. Okay, that's
good.
That's it from everybody. All right,
go ahead. Let's get to searching for your IG because we got to get out of here quickly. So first one is Inked, Inked.
Okay.
_ Lorena, Lorena.
All right, and Lorena Seifert.
Okay.
Is her name. Okay.
Got her.
She's really tatted up.
Yeah, she is. This next one, I guess it's M Lil Tree. M L I L T R E E.
Just that's it?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay.
Got her. All right. Karina Kiss. K-A-R-I-N-A. K-I-S-S.
Okay. And Karina Graham is her name.
Okay.
Okay.
Got her. And then A Chance 30. So A C H A N C E. The number 3, the number 0.
Okay. And let's see. Chance at Love. All right. I'll go this Karina, Give Me a Kiss, number 1. I'll go with the Inked Up Girl. The Inked Up Lorena, number 2. She's got tattoos everywhere.
Yeah, she's
full. I'll go A Chance, number 3, and I'll go this, what is it, Millipede or whatever it is, number 4. So there you go. That's Rank 'Em for a Tuesday. When we come back, wrap it up with the Love TKO. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.